There are parts, and then there are B-Pro Auto Parts. Parts built for every vehicle. Parts built to fit and function. Parts that are refining how we drive and redefining the category. Because every vehicle is a sum of its parts. So do yourself a favor and put B-Pro Auto Parts on the vehicles you service. Parts now, parts into the future. Welcome to the new aftermarket.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
All right, so a Florida man's brake lights led deputies to a major fentanyl, heroin, and meth bust. Jeez. It was a routine traffic stop, and deputies discovered a ton, well, lots of grams of fentanyl and various illegal substances. Hernando County Sheriff, they said that, this was back on April 12th, but they're now having all the illegal stuff now. They conducted a routine patrol when they spotted a green sedan, and they had all these equipment violations, malfunctioning brake lights, inoperable tag light, whatever. And the guy said, oh yeah, my brake lights, when they pulled him over, they're not working properly. And he consented to a search of the vehicle, telling deputies, there should be no drugs in here. Okay, when you say that, there's going to be drugs in the car. Like, what do you mean there should be? Like, you had some and you dropped them off, or like, you're going to get it? Like, what? And they found almost 34 grams of fentanyl, a gram of heroin, 12 grams of meth, 18 grams of, well, marijuana, and then all kinds of drug-related paraphernalia. But the fentanyl, that is a ton of fentanyl.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fentanyl. So they arrested him. He was accused of trafficking because he had the amounts. Possession of controlled substances, all kinds of stuff. So he went to Dupokey. Yeah, when you're like, no, there shouldn't be any drugs. That's like coming up to me and, you know.
You got any guns?
Like, yeah, Dana, there shouldn't be any guns. I mean, there shouldn't be. I mean, I don't know.
Oops.
I'm fascinated by this story about the guy, this guy with the unpermitted dumps.
What?
So a Florida man operates unpermitted dumps, and the neighbors told on him. He's facing two civil lawsuits, Maximo Sanchez and criminal. How do you operate an unpermitted dump?
It's when you dump things on the ground and it's not like a dumpster or a landfill,
but does it act as a landfill and it just doesn't?
Apparently there's rules that he violated as to where this junk should be put.
This is in Tampa, and it's a facility, apparently. It's near the wetlands, which is apparently an environmentally sensitive area, and they said it could negatively impact water supply. And the guy promised to clean it up, and then he never did. And now he's facing civil lawsuits, fines, and criminal charges. And they said they have like a three-story high mound of construction and debris. And the pile, it started on a vacant lot. And it's the vacant lot is on protected wetlands. And there's all kinds of trucks dumping debris at the site nonstop. And the guy, apparently he didn't have the required permit. And they said that it could seep into the water system because of how the land is what they're saying.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a big deal. I mean, when you see the photos of it, it's a giant dump site.
Yeah.
And he just decided to do it with...
I got to be honest, when I first saw the headline yesterday, I didn't think it was going to be about junk.
Oh, what did you think it was going to be?
I mean, it's Florida man. Thought he was actually doing dumps.
You thought it was... Exactly. I mean, so that's the reason it's Florida man.
Right.
So what do you think is going to happen? So, yeah, I just sent you a foot. Like, it looks, I mean, it looks like a huge, ginormous area.
Giant.
Yeah, it's huge. So, I just am shocked that only in Florida, man. What's happening? As we move our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Kel-Tec, the Gen 3 Sub 2K, the latest innovation from Kel-Tec. Sub-2K is one of the most versatile carbines. It's so awesome. And it comes in a variety of calibers, now even more versatile with its new 10mm chambering. Single twist and fold motion of the rotating forend. It folds super fast, right in half, optics and all. Deploy zeroed and ready to rock just as fast and easily. And when it folds down, it's 16.5 inches for easy storage and transport. It takes Glock mags. You got ample capacity for whatever your shooting needs are. You have an optional extended mag, 50-round drum, also available. That means fewer reloads and more liberty. Woo! Simple and reliable blowback design, so you get ease of maintenance, consistent performance, internal buffer for softer recoil, lighter 5-pound trigger pull for greater accuracy. You got rails up top for accessories, integrated M-lock. I mean, this thing is ideal for everything. Kel-Tec makes everything right here in the U.S. of A. American labor, American parts, everything. American materials, they stand behind everything that they make. We need more companies like Kel-Tec. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. Innovation, performance, Kel-Tec. K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
70% of Americans are financially stressed, but 40% of those people are taking multiple days off work to cope with it. If that's your plan, you're doing it wrong.
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast.
If you like true crime, you'll love the Miracle Files podcast. We share real stories with the suspense of true crime, but we'll leave you with a sense of light and hope. Like the college wrestler who fought a grizzly, the woman who was dead for nearly an hour, or the child lost in a dark mine for days. These are the kind of stories that remind us miracles are real.
Subscribe to the Miracle Files wherever you get your podcasts and join us on this thrilling journey of faith and miracles.
Why, hello, welcome back. We're at the top of our second hour. I don't even know. I feel like I need to apologize to you guys for the segment that we about have to do here. But it must be discussed because it is important news of the nation, Kane. And we are all about news and important and business and numbers.
Yes, we are.
Very important things. So welcome back. Top of the second hour, Dana Lash. The chat's at Rumble. Channel 347 is the live stream of the radio show. So yesterday, you know, everybody's been, for the past several days, everybody's been talking about the big, beautiful bill. The big, beautiful bill. That's all we've heard about. And everybody's, you know, been really fighting and trying to get the best thing, some of us, for the taxpayer. Some of us, well, not us, but some of them, like Mike Lawler, want you to bail out blue states with SALT deductions, et cetera, et cetera. And while they've been having all of these issues, while they've been having all of these debates, while Congress was talking about all of this stuff, Nancy Mace decides she needed to interject. Now,
check them out now.
So she had a issue that she needed to be discussed. And the issue she needed to be discussed was that of her ex-fiance that I think Kane asked, is this the prayer breakfast fiance? Where she was at a Christian prayer breakfast and she, well, go ahead and roll this. This is flashback. Go ahead.
Event. And when I woke up this morning at 7, I was getting picked up at 7:45. Patrick, my fiance, tried to pull me by my waist over this morning in bed. And I was like, no, baby, we don't got time for that this morning. I got to get to the prayer breakfast.
That was Patrick Bryant that she was talking about. So she's in front of the group of, you know, a big Christian group. She's like, nah, baby, I ain't got time to fornicate with you right now. I got to go and pray for Jesus. Pray with Jesus right now. That's what I got to. It was funny. We were joking about it at the time. Well, then it decided to get a little bit spicier.
Check them out now.
So how did it get spicier? Well, they went from fornicating before a prayer breakfast to, well, audio soundbite 4-1, if you will. This one's
today in my hearing, I'm going to dissect what that guy did to dozens of women hidden on a hidden camera and other devices as he recorded them with impunity, without their knowledge, without their permission, and without their consent. Patrick Bryant, I hope you're ready. I'm also going to be sharing some of the imagery that Patrick Bryant, that guy right there, took of myself and other women without our knowledge, without our permission, without our consent. Naked bodies, women's legs spread apart, different genital areas. And he had a catalog almost of these different fetishes of what types of videos and photos he liked to capture of women without their knowledge.
I mean, you can just say he took some videos. You don't have to be like, and all the genital areas of the genitals. Did I say genitals? Genitals.
Genital areas.
Okay. Yeah. Now, you might think, well, Dana, this is an important issue. It's already weird for me because this is her ex. So it seems a little bit like you're trying to settle a score. So anyway, Nancy Mace went into D.C., and she had her presentation ready, and she's out of South Carolina. And this was, well, I mean, she has her, this was basically her the other day, her with this, I mean, live look, the presentation. Just saying.
That is not a live look.
What was that?
That's not live look.
Well, maybe. I don't know if there was any AI used. I mean, soon we might be barred from even having any kind of local jurisdiction over it anyway.
Looks
yes, Kane.
A little Photoshop.
Might be. Nate, we don't know. Audio soundbite 5, though. So she decided, she shared all of this, like all on the, it from about her ex. I don't know how else to say this. We're in the middle of a budget battle and she's audio soundbite 5. I don't know.
Exhibit 1, behind me is a screenshot from one of the videos I found of myself.
Like
the yellow
camera.
Circle, this naked silhouette is my naked body. I didn't know that I had been filmed. I didn't
like
give my
camera.
Consent. I didn't give my permission. And this particular video that Patrick Bryant recorded of me on his secret camera, he saved for over 3 years without my knowledge. Mm. I didn't pick this fight. I don't even want to be here today and discuss this. But because he's still roaming around South Carolina free, filming whatever genital parts he wants.
Genital
because
parts?
Because no one has held him accountable.
Can
he's
I just interject here? I mean, I don't know what their issue is. This was the same guy, apparently, that at the prayer breakfast, again, she was like, well, my fiance was trying to pull me over. And I was like, no. It seems entirely performative. And it seems, I feel like Nancy Mace needs to do a little bit more lawmaking and a little less seeking attention. Because every damn day it's something. She's either wearing the big, you know, the tight t-shirt with an A on it and all this stuff. She literally wrote, like, wore a crimson A going into, I don't know. And then we have this in, like, that she's just in Congress showing, that looked like a security camera footage. Is this guy's house? Because if it's this guy's house, first off, how did she get the footage? Number one. And number two, it looks like a security camera. I have security cameras all through my house. I don't walk in my birthday suit just out. I'm just going to go get some chips. Walk right out there. It's not, I just don't. Kane, it looks like security footage. It doesn't seem like he was trying to get booby shots.
Right. And was that posted? Like online somewhere?
No, it was not. That I know of.
I don't get it.
So here's the thing. So she says this. She says this on the floor of the House. And when lawmakers are on the floor of the House like this and they say these things, they have immunity. But then once they get off the House floor and they start posting this stuff on social media, they do not. Well, she started posting this stuff on social media. So now Patrick Bryant has reacted and he sent out a statement. She actually went at him on X. She goes, if you aren't a rapist, why would you film a rape? And why would you be filmed raping? And I mean, oh my gosh. And he's like, he's denying everything. They and I noticed that in none of these pieces, like even the Newsweek piece, I don't think it identifies him as being her ex-fiance that she was at the prayer breakfast with. Well, finally, like way down they do. But I mean, I think that's incredibly important in this context, right? So it seemed, is she mad at him? Like, did he cheat on her? And now she's, you know, now she's, I mean, I'm just curious. What is happening here? What's happening? So, can you tell my fare goes up again? Yeah. So he's denied wrongdoing. He issued a statement. She called him her stalker, and he's mad that she keeps talking about him on the floor. So he issued this huge statement saying, I categorically deny the false and outrageous claims. I've never raped anyone. I've never hidden cameras. I've never harmed any women. The accusations are not just false. They're malicious and deeply personal. My mistake was loving and trusting someone who later weaponized our relationship. He talks about how she made the claims while on the congressional floor, so she had immunity. And then he said, what's worse, multiple witnesses have testified under oath directly contradicting her claims and her story. And he said, what's worse in doing this? She's interfering with an ongoing investigation in which I have fully cooperated. He goes, this is an advocacy. And so he put out this whole statement. And I don't know. Like I said, that one video that she shared looked like security camera footage. Can I tell you what it sounds like on the face of it? It sounds like she's scorned and she's trying to settle a score. That's what it sounds like, because she kept bringing up other women. So it sounds like he screwed around on her and she's trying to settle the score. I mean, that's what I'm just saying. It sounds like, I'm not saying that it happened. I have no skin in this game. I just think that she's way, way dramatic to the point of distraction for Congress. I do. I am just shocked. Like, we're having a budget battle and she's all out here.
Check them out now.
I know, is there a better time and place to, you know, be like, you see, I mean, you can't even see anything. She had to circle it. Like, see right here, those are my boobies. You see that right there?
I circled it for you.
I'm going to zoom in, like on CSI.
The erection.
Kane, that's kind of the vibe I get from this whole thing.
Yeah, it is. And it's a shame, because you'd like to have the thoughts of your representatives, you know, that they're actually integrous in their duties to their constituents. And instead, she's using it for this vengeful relationship thing. It's sad. It's sad.
Yeah, we all didn't. We didn't need to have that, you know. I'm just saying. But it does. It sounds like. Yeah,
there it is.
Check them out now.
Oh my gosh. It would be one thing if this was the only time that this seemed to be contrived, but she's pulled a lot of stunts. Like, I've never seen anybody talk about bathrooms so many times. Yes, we don't want a dude, you know, with an actual weenus in the bathroom. Get it? Yeah, I am all right there. But you've, like, made, like, 2 months of spin out of it. And where she wore this, like, tight T-shirt with the letter A on it. I'm just really, I don't like chicks that try too hard. You know what I'm saying? Like, just be a chick and just be you and do what you're supposed to do and you'll get attention. I just don't like the reach. I've never met her. I'm not saying she's a bad person, but I just think this is the wrong strategy to have with stuff like this. And also, if you're a member of Congress and you're going to be accusing a dude of rape, you better be damn sure that he was, like, raping people before you start imperiling yourself by making said accusation. That's a serious thing. That looked like security camera footage. I thought we were going to get, like, some Chuck Berry in the bathroom kind of business, and if we did not. So, just saying. You can't fix her, Kane. Stop it. Hey, folks. So, I want to share something important that every American should be aware of. We're seeing a lot of economic uncertainty right now. You have the national debt rising, global trade tensions impacting markets, and tariffs with higher prices on the stuff that everybody uses every day. It's not about panic. It's about preparation. So this is why I partnered with Goldco, the top-rated precious metals company, to help you take a step towards protecting your financial future. Smart investors look to hard assets like gold and silver to help weather the storm. It's a strategy that's been used for generations. And right now, you can get a free 2025 gold and silver kit that breaks it all down for you. And if you qualify, you could receive unlimited bonus silver, real silver, matched to your account with no taxes or penalties. It's a smart move that could help you feel more secure with what lies ahead. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to get started. That's DanaLikesGold.com and move forward with confidence.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Man, coming up, wait until you see the video that we got. Trump is in the Oval Office with the South African president, and he just showed him a huge video montage of all of the people calling for kill the Boer, kill the white farmer, and just right in the Riot Act in front of all of the press. We're going to have that video coming up for you. You do not want to miss it. Also, let's see. We got a bunch of stuff here. Getting down into it. This Moody's cuts deposit ratings at major banks because they downgraded the U.S. Moody's ratings cut its ratings for deposit at Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Chase & Company, Wells Fargo, etc. It was the citing Friday's downgrade of our weakened ability to support the firms. They said long-term deposit ratings at these banks. This is Moody. They were lowered by one step to AA2, Moody's third highest level. And they downgraded the senior unsecured debt ratings for some units of Bank of America and others, cutting them from AA2 to one. So mortgage rates have jumped 7% also after that downgrade of U.S. credit. That's new. And home buying season, the U.S. market is wobbling. This is, I mean, the kickoff of the major home buying season when kids are out of school. People are, you know, it's spring going into summer. That's the time everybody relocates. And apparently sales of existing homes have now dropped to their lowest level in 6 months, even as inventory jumped to a five-year high. And a lot of it growing concerns over tariffs in the future of the U.S. economy. There's still some concerns about construction materials, things like that, that are not specifically related to what we're getting in from China or what we're getting in from the UK. So that's where a lot of those worries are centered on. And that makes some sense. So that affects new home sales. It also affects remodeling costs. There's a drop in people that are remodeling their homes right now because I didn't realize, again, lumber in Canada and all this other stuff, that's a big deal. And so they're seeing that price reflected already in the stores. And so they're a little cautious about all of that. So that's just some of the latest with the housing market. The Chicago Sun-Times printed an AI-generated summer reading list with books that literally do not exist. None of these books exist. They made a fake list of books.
Our media.
Summer reading list for 2025. Literally books that are not in it all existence. And they ran with it. They ran with it. And then they realized, oh, wait a minute. The authors don't exist and neither do the books. So that's, oops, our bad. Kevin Spacey slammed Hollywood's blacklist. He's returning to the spotlight. He received this big award at the Cannes Film Festival. He's 65 years old. He was cleared of sexual assault on four men 2 years ago, and he was slamming blacklisting. He's going to try to make a comeback. We got a lot more in store. Stick with us.
How big a factor was the Hunter stuff?
I think it was considerable. I think Hunter was driving the decision making for the family in a way that people, he was almost like a chief of staff of the family.
Does that strike you as pretty bizarre?
It's bizarre because I think he is provably, demonstrably unethical, sleazy, and prone to horrible decisions. I mean,
tell me how you really feel.
Well, I mean, I just look at the record. I mean, after his brother died, he cheated on his wife with his brother's widow and then got her addicted to crack. That's just one thing I could say. I mean,
where was that?
There, I don't
know. Causticness back when all of this stuff was coming out. Where was this caustic criticism? Let me pull a story up. When was this story? Back when Hunter Biden was joining cabinet meetings and running cabinet meetings. This was an NBC story. Let me get the date. This is July last year. I mean, he was...
Well, a long time ago.
Hunter Biden was joining those cabinet meetings. Some were saying that he was even running the White House after the debate. No joke. So like I said, the Cubby Coke makes sense now because it was Hunter's. Because we thought, well, he's not really there like all that much, is he? Oh, dude, if he's running the White House, you know, in essence, then yeah. That was his Cubby Coke. I'm absolutely convinced. Welcome back, Dana Lash with you. Channel 347 is the stream. Of course, you can listen to us all around the country. The chat's at Rumble. That's terrifying to think that Hunter Biden essentially was making some very, probably making some very important decisions related to the function and operation of this nation. I mean, it's, think about it. That's terrifying. Good night. That's how, but where was all of this interest, you know, this journalistic interest, these, oh, there wasn't a big fatty fat book deal that was related to it, right? Oh, goodness. Kane asked a very good question. Ask your question.
Well, can we point to any one decision Hunter's made? Anything that we can hang our hat on that this guy, you know, should have been making decisions?
No.
I'm at a loss, too.
Nothing's coming to mind. Nothing's coming to mind at all. The press and everyone acts like they want to know. Like, Wall Street Journal had a piece out yesterday. Well, how really ill was he? You had, this is Washington Post. That was yesterday evening. If Biden was too frail for his job, voters should have been informed. Wow. We should have been told that Biden was too frail. Who didn't tell us, said the media, looking around, confused. Who didn't tell us? You guys didn't? You guys were too busy trying to get in and have power. That's what it was.
If only there was an entity paid to pay attention closely to those things and then report it to the people.
The media literally just ran under the velvet rope to join us, the poor, on the other side, going, yeah, someone should have told us. It's like that scene from Mean Girls. She doesn't even go here. That's what's happening right now. Where were you guys at this whole time? You guys knew this. You knew what was happening. Listen to what they wrote here. I can't believe that this is a paragraph in the Washington Post. Guys, they're about journalism now. Stop it. Here's what they wrote, Kane. This is so stupid. It's so hard to read this because it's so absurd. Quote, it now seems that for a considerable time, Biden may have lacked the stamina and cognitive capacity that the job demands. And his family and his closest aides conceal this from the public. Oh, quel horreur! Their apparent decision to put personal loyalties ahead of their duty must be reckoned with. Oh, gosh. Wait. When he fell up the stairs, like for the fifth time, and we're like, might be an issue here, you guys got mad and said we were conspiracy theorists and that the videos that we were all watching were cheap fakes. I mean, he forgot the name, literally, of one of his closest advisors. He forgot the opening to the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, my.
Well, that makes sense. He's a Democrat. You know, that's, you know, that one I'm like, man, he's on the left. So that makes sense. So now they're very, oh my goodness, they're very confused. Tapper wrote in his book that it was since at least 2022. He had moments where he couldn't recall things. But they're all trying to cover it up right now. They all want to pretend that they just were not aware. They weren't aware of these things. They were trusting Biden's handlers. They were trusting the people that were helping and assisting the president. Which was Hunter Biden, apparently. Oh my gosh. With his Coke cubby. Why would you have a guy who screwed his sister-in-law after he lost his brother, got her on drugs, his wife, who knows? He's a mess. He's won't stop filming himself and putting it online. I mean, P. Diddy and or Puff whatever, Puff Pervy and Hunter Biden are like one and the same. The P diddler, I don't know. It's so gross. But they never asked. Like, who's the journalist? They never asked the questions. They were too busy calling everybody else conspiracy theorists with all of this.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.